I am thrilled to be back, and I am also incredibly grateful to this fabulous team that I have here at the State Department, who never missed a beat for the time that I was away. I really missed you all. I wouldn't say that. I know, I wouldn't say that under normal circumstances.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton joking around. She was given helmets and other items because supposedly she had a concussion. There are also rumors of a brain tumor, but that was in the gossip rags. If you were checking out at the grocery store, there's no truth to those rumors, according to the people close to her. However, she had a blood clot and a concussion. She's a short-termer, though. Another person bailing on the cabinet, part of the shuffle. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Big shout-out to all of you in the nooks and crannies. Why do you care about the cabinet? Because these are the people that govern somewhat our lives, key positions around the president. Even the Labor Secretary, Hilda Solis, resigned. And so now you got three other members of the president's team deciding to stay on. The inner circle cracking, though, and others bailing. Hillary Clinton is one of those. She is going to testify, by the way, about Benghazi and what happened there in Libya before she bails, it looks like, anyway. The nominee for the president will be Senator John Kerry to take over that spot as Secretary of State. He might have the easiest of all of his nominees of getting confirmed since he has friends on both sides of the aisle. There are others that will be questionable but probably also get through. There's nobody that's as radioactive as Susan Rice was when her name kept getting thrown out there, and she was the person with the deer in the headlight look after she was on the Sunday talk shows telling us that what happened in Libya was because of that little Prophet Muhammad film making fun of the Prophet Muhammad that set people off in Cairo, had spread to Benghazi in that consulate area in Libya, and you know the rest. The House of Cards fell in a much different direction. In the meantime, pretty much what everybody's jawing around in the country is over guns and gun control or gun advocacy, or others who are just kind of confused and in the middle and aren't sure what to think when they hear of all the talk about the Constitution and the Second Amendment. There are some people that just want to keep the kids safe, and they want an answer to that riddle. How do you keep kids in a school safe from a potential nut somehow getting access, including maybe even an ex-student getting access to the school and ultimately doing something horrific, as we saw happen in the case of Adam Lanza and the 20 kids at Sandy Hook Elementary. And this is the straw that broke the camel's back. It can be looked at in a couple of different ways. It might not necessarily be an awful thing for proponents of the Second Amendment, of which I'm a proponent of it, because I think if you take road rights away, it leads to that much slipperier slope where you'll start to see other chunks of things erode as well. And before you know it, the freedoms that we enjoy, even though we don't like sometimes what happens as a result of those freedoms, turns us into a much different country. And I, for one, every day of my life, am so thankful that I live in still what I consider to be the best country on the face of the earth. I have had the pleasure of traveling to a lot of different places and have met some incredible people, wonderful people, and have enjoyed every moment of it. But I still always wanted to come back to the U.S. And for the reasons I just said, nobody's got a gun to my head when I go and vote, even if I complain about the outcome. I can go and do that. If I have the taste where I want to watch bad movies, you can criticize me if you're my friend, but I can watch those bad movies because I don't have everything being handed to me. And I'm not hearing the droning in the back of my head in my living room of some propaganda that's being pumped out. So you get the deal. I know all of you get the deal. You understand what we're about, and the idea is to not see that come apart at the seams. It's like the more cameras we put up, the idea of having drones patrol neighborhoods, forget about that. One thing to talk about drones in a military situation, another to talk about it somewhere on the outskirts of our neighborhood. So there were other things that would seg into that for me besides the whole issue of where are we on guns. My solution to the problem of the schools is to have somebody armed, is to hire an ex-cop, an ex-detective, and some of these sleepy little suburbs all around the United States. Good people who know what they're doing, who can embrace the kids, who can be a friendly face. It doesn't have to be a menacing figure who knows exactly what to do with a gun. Point and shoot when someone's coming at you. If there had been somebody in that elementary school that fit that description, they had would have had a great chance to knock him down before he had killed so many of those kids. And I'm talking about Adam Lanza, if they had a guard there. And there are schools that already have that already have that scenario set up. However, in the education system, not everybody's on board with that. A lot of people think that that would be tempting fate, and that's not what we do in the United States if you had somebody in that position. But I disagree. I think it would be a deterrent. You might feel the same way. If you had a say in this, what is it that you would do immediately to at least try to keep kids a little bit safer if you're worried about what's happened as far as gun violence is concerned on a massive killing situation like the Lanza one or Columbine, which there they were students who had gone there. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in on this one. There are other things that we're going to talk about this hour of America Tonight. We're going to go to the mailbag, plus we can count. In Boston, they've got a health emergency going on, and it's one that you might be feeling in your neck of the woods. It's this flu outbreak. It's not just more flu. Oh, it's that time of year. It's scary. It's so scary that the Boston mayor, who was talking to delegates during the second session, remember, in his time, in leading the fray, said that the number of reported infections in Boston is already 10 times higher than last season's caseload that they had, saying that the latest report shows that this is maybe our worst and toughest flu season. He's telling everyone, just get vaccinated. We're less than halfway through this. It's very alarming. And that's what other people are saying. The problem here is we're not even halfway through. This is not a mild flu season by any stretch of the imagination. Because you get it, there are people who are at risk for severe illness from the flu. The wrong people get it and they go down, and there's just no way to stop it. But I've also said on the show, you know what, I'm one of those people, knock on wood, because I've been really healthy and told not to get a flu shot. I have never had a flu shot. Is this the year I get a flu shot? Should I get a flu shot? What do you think? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's down. One more time. One more time. One more time. Play the sea. In a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. And play the sea. I've got a brand new bag.
All right, to get a shot or not, you see the free flu shots advertised all over the place. Hey, hey, everybody. Katie D hanging out with you. So my question is, I've never had a flu shot. Should I get a flu shot? Because we're seeing that this strain is picking up steam in a lot of those nooks and crannies that I always give the big shout out to when I jump on the air. And I'm someone who's traveled a bunch, and man, hearing of the cases that are being reported. Now, I'm nowhere near Massachusetts, but the CDC is issued a flu advisory, and they're saying that it's the activity is mind-boggling, the surge, and it's not just Massachusetts. In fact, I was looking at a map of all of the states to try to figure out who were some of the worst hit. In South Carolina, 22 people died from the flu, 22 people. In Michigan, 4 kids died because they got the flu. I mean, can you think of anything worse if you're a parent? Wow. I mean, that's awful. It just gets a hold of them, they can't shake it, and that's it. And I guess some of it is that people get complications from the type of flu that's going around is called the H3N2, which is apparently linked to more serious disease compared to other flu varieties. And that type of flu matches up well to the vaccine that's being distributed and given throughout the U.S. This is what happens. You get different strains and then it doesn't match up and it's hard to get the vaccine. And by the time they get the vaccine, it's too late. So they're talking about in a light year, a few thousand people die, to put it in perspective for you. But in a serious year, you could get 50,000 deaths from the flu. And there's an average, supposedly, of about 200,000 hospitalizations. And if the symptoms are that bad, what are you going to do? If you start to get a fever at 103, that's a flu sign. for sure. And if it keeps up and, you know, talking 5 to 7 days, that's when they head to the hospital because you're short of breath, the fluids, nausea, all that kind of stuff. And you can't do anything but get attention, get to the hospital. So if this flu matches up with the vaccine, that's a good thing. It's scary reading all this stuff, but like I said, my theory is, I just remember the doctor telling me, you don't need a flu shot. So I guess it's if you have a higher risk, if you have chronic illness, if you're 65 or older, that kind of thing. Matt, I don't think I asked you this before, but how many flu shots do you think you've had in your young life?
In my life, I'd say probably around 10.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah. Because I got them when I started getting them when I was younger, probably like around high school age, something like that. But then I haven't had one in a couple of years. And I used to work in the healthcare industry, so I was getting them all the time then. Then when I was in school, I had them. So there were reasons for it. And now it's like when I think about it, I think about going to get a flu shot, but I haven't just gotten around to getting into the habit of doing it again. And I've been relatively healthy, so I don't know. My dad's very against flu shots, so I think he's been talking in my ear a little bit, even though my mom gets them all the time. So I got like one family member who's pro, one's who's against. So I don't know. I guess I'm listening to my dad more now.
Why is he against? Why
because
do you think he
got one many years ago and got really sick after it? And so he thinks that all flu shots are going to make him sick now.
You know, I think that's why my doctor said it the one time. It was just a regular checkup I went in for, and I think that was his reasoning. It was the same thing, that it was unnecessary.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, I've had the flu really bad before, and that's when I actually started getting flu shots, because I got the flu really bad when I was about probably 7th or 8th grade. So I started getting them on a regular basis, and then, I don't know, like I said, I just kind of stopped recently, and I don't have a really good reason why.
I don't have a good reason, but I'm just not doing it. What did we just go through? What was it called? The men going to get checkups, and there was a whole thing across the U.S., and I can't think of now what it is, but it was clever. It was a clever twist on going to the doctors and getting shots and all that kind of stuff. And that's what Matt has. He has a fear of the needle, fear of the flu shot. Any more the way they give you shots, it's so much different. But if it made me super, super sick and I didn't have anything wrong with me, I can understand why his father is weary of them. That makes sense. That makes sense to me. Coming up here on the show, we're going to definitely check the mail. I know I've said this a bunch, but if you want to vent, or if you're looking for information on one of your lawmakers, shoot me a note, americatonight.net. Just click on contact, and then you're in. You know how it is here on the show. If you've listened for any length of time, you know, we're A to Z. Obviously, we're talking about the buzz in the backyard and what people care about. One of the things that has become a big buzz for all of you sports fans out there. Certainly, every year we wait to hear who makes it into the Hall of Fame, who's on the ballot. So this year, who's on the ballot, who gets in? Shockingly, nobody gets in. Nobody was elected to the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds would have been up. Roger Clemens, Sammy Sosa, boom. They're not there. I mean, everybody gets shut down. Even some of the newcomers that were up for grabs. Craig Biggio, Mike Piazza, Curt Schilling, Jack Morris, Jeff Bagwell, Lee Smith. For people who have watched baseball for a long time, these are household names. Household names. There are 300 plaques, bronze plaques, that hang on the walls of Cooperstown. It's very cool. I've been to Cooperstown, I've seen it, and it is quite a shrine. So Bonds, Clemens, Sosa retire after 2007. They were eligible for the first time, and they've had up to 14, they have up to 14 more years where they will sit on the writer's ballot. But, you know, will they ever get in? And if they're already stalled out this first time around, I'm going to say no, they don't get in. top vote getters, Morris, Bagwell, Piazza, Tim Raines, Lee Smith, and Kurt Schilling, they were left rounding it all out. But the highest profile guys who would have been surefire Hall of Famers, Clemens got 37.6% of the vote, Bonds 36.2%, Sosa 12.5%. Since I'm a numbers person, I would tell you that you got to have 75%, so nobody came that close. Now, they have these big ceremonies in Cooperstown, and that'll happen at the end of July, and the only inductees are three guys who died 70 years ago, a former Yankee owner, former umpire, and a barehanded catcher. They were chosen by the panel that considers people from other eras before integration in 1947. So I say it's a sad, sad day for baseball. Sad day. Jose Canseco, who wrote a book called Juiced and talked about steroid use, he was part of the Bash Brothers. It was him and Mark McGuire. He said that he admitted, he's one of the first people admitting to using steroids. He said he thinks the players should organize a lawsuit against Major League Baseball or the writers. He said it's ridiculous because most of the players really didn't have any evidence against them. They've never tested positive or they've cleared themselves like Roger Clemens. He does have a point in that, but trust me, baseball writers, they wield the mighty pen. And they weren't going there. They weren't going to do it. And, you know, there was a pall that hung over those who did, those who might have done steroids, the conversation over steroid use, not so much among the people in the clubhouses, the guys themselves necessarily, but outside the clubhouses, there was a big call to not include anybody who was considered to be remotely dirty. So this is a timeout. So it's a shutout. Think of Barry Bonds, baseball's only seven-time MVP, 762 home runs. And he was indicted on charges he lied to a grand jury in 2003 when he denied using PEDs. But a jury 2 years ago didn't reach a verdict. Stay with us.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunzelmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Way is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide
provide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Man only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, I ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at my. Cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
On our next show, we do our cheap movie reviews, and I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to give you a really good review for Zero Dark Thirty. Why? Because I saw the movie, loved it. I did. I loved it. I thought it was great. Jessica Chastain was brilliant in it. She plays the lead character. I don't want to give everything away. There are some really interesting moments in the film. And from A to Z, at least my source at the Pentagon tells me it's pretty darn accurate what happened. It's, you know, 98 is what he said to me. 98.1% accuracy, except for they're squishing it into a shorter time period, if you will, because the movie only goes so long. So I'll give you the full-on review. I did give some bits and pieces during the week, but I'll tell you about. I'm not going to give away the whole thing, but I'll give you a good review on it. And there are some other movies that are coming out too. This is the time of year where you'll get a few gems that may be worth your time and a little bit of your dough to go and see on the big screen versus waiting for it to come out on Redbox or to stream it somewhere else. The whole streaming thing now is the way most people go. They just stream the movies, and I would wonder if any of that is starting to affect the box office, except for, like, Les Mis is just hauling in big money. And over the summer, there were some big blockbuster movies. And James Bond was a huge movie. So there have been movies that have just rocked when it comes to making money, and that's how they rank them. Money-wise. Speaking of ranking, before we go to the mailbag, just an interesting side note. If you're a fan, I imagine some of you listening to America Tonight might flip on the tube before you go to us and maybe watch the monologues of some of the comedians that are on. How about this? Jim, there's a changing of the guard, maybe, in the air, because Jimmy Kimmel beat David Letterman, and he's very close to Jay Leno in his new time slot. They moved Kimmel to an earlier time from midnight to 11:30. That just happened, and he had big guests. He had Jennifer Aniston, who he's apparently friendly with, and he had over 3 million viewers, the second highest numbers for the show, which is shocking. It's been on for 10 years. Time really does fly, because I can't remember Kimmel being on the air that long, but he has been for 10 years. And it's a 59% increase over the usual audience, so it shows for ABC that was a payoff move for them. Leno had 3.3, so just a little bit more than Kimmel. And Letterman, 2.9, so he beat Letterman. He's in that wheelhouse of the key demographics, 18 to 49. So that half hour, 25 minutes earlier is huge for him, because he just gets to go head to head. And it could be an age shifting thing. Like I said, the changing of the guard with Kimmel getting in there versus Leno and Letterman. All right, so without further ado, and actually one of you had something to say about Kimmel, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one comes to us from Toby, who says, Kate, assault weapons. You know what? I am so sick of people talking about assault weapons. Here's the thing. It is truly about the evildoer and what they will do with whatever means necessary to go after people. It's not just pro-gun nonsense. It's the truth. You and I both know it. Think about the terrorists and what they do, rigging up kids and others and sending them into marketplaces and on buses and other areas to kill innocent people. That's not about guns. That's about explosives. And we certainly know that the nutbags that are doing this with assault-type weapons could do it with other things and probably would. I doubt very much that taking away any kind of guns would cut down on the possibility of someone who is not right and who wants to take it out on society. I doubt it stops them from doing something evil. Just my two. All right, thanks, Toby. Yeah, I do agree with that philosophy that if somebody wants to do something, explosives, knives, other things, you could use versus using any kind of gun. And here's the thing. It's the old saying about the metal. It's not the metal. It's the person who possesses the metal. It's not the metal itself. And I agree with that. I mean, it's awful, but I agree with that. It's what happened is just, it's just reprehensible. I say this all the time, but there is no way to adequately even try to think that I could describe what those people are feeling in Newtown, Connecticut. There has to be moments of anger or rage, because innocent kids were just evaporated, just annihilated for going to school. And it ignited the passion over gun control in this country. Where it ends up 10 months from now, 6 months from now, if we're going to take a shorter time period, we'll keep a close eye on it. And we're going to have lots of people on the show. We already have, but we're going to have more people on the show to talk about all aspects of what do we do. I think really it's a mental health crisis in this country, honestly, more than anything else. All right, we move on to another one. This one from The Big Lie. That's a good nickname. The Big Lie says, Hello, America Tonight. I do dig the show. I have to tell you, a lot of times when I'm working out in my garage, because I'm a car junkie. I have you tuned in, lady, and I haven't enjoyed listening to the show now for several years. I love your passion over football, by the way. It'd be fun to sit and watch a game with you. How much football do you think you watch over the course of a season? I have to tell you that for me, it's almost 100% addiction. I tape games and I get everything I can flowing into the man cave, if you know what I mean. Boy, yeah, there is a lot of ways to access the NFL now, isn't there? I was talking to someone about this the other day. When you move someplace and you get used to certain announcers, especially if you listen on the radio on the way to the game or you listen during the game. And I used to be one of those people where I would listen during the game because I wouldn't want to miss so much. I want to hear what they talk about with the plays or something I see or whatever. And it went for people that are moving to different places, if they get the Sirius XM, they can hear the call of the people that they've listened to their whole lives. For me, it would be Merrill Reese because I grew up just outside of Philadelphia. And for other people, like for Cowboy fans, it would be Brad Sham. And there's some great football announcers. You know, here's my problem. My problem is the time crunch, and I have to get into a game. It has to be a good, tight game. If it's a blowout, then I am just gone. I don't have the patience for a blowout unless it was my team. But even then, the interest would start to wane, and always my interest intensifies, probably like other people, as we get closer to the playoffs. It used to be that, the big lie, it used to be that I would just be nonstop. I would just watch nonstop, get all, you know, have the NFL Network, get the package, get the games, craziness. And then it got to be too much, so I cut down a little bit. So the answer to the question, the long, twisted answer to the question is, you know, probably, I'd say I'm at like 75%, maybe 75%. All right, move on to something else. This one from Jacob, listening to us in the great state of Vermont. Maple syrup, baby. None better, although New Hampshire would say that they rival that. Jacob says, man, what do you make of this cabinet? Do you think they're all going to get approved? Is anybody left? It's like all the president's men are bailing. Is this a normal thing that happens? Is it just politics as usual, or does it have something to do with Obama? Good question. The answer to that is it is common, especially in modern times, for cabinet members to serve maybe, you know, one term and then they get out, or to serve one term with the president when he's asked to serve or she's asked to serve and then get out, you know, a year or two into the second term. I think part of that is it depends on their position and what they've had to deal with. And also it depends on the burnout factor, how burnt out they are. Hillary Clinton, who's getting slammed over the Benghazi thing, and she should be questioned, because she's the head of the State Department, so the buck stops there. Let her answer the questions about Benghazi, but that's not what's making her step away. She wanted to step away before that. She looks, to me, she looked completely exhausted from, I don't know how many miles she's logged, being on a plane, it seems like every other day to a different continent almost. And I think that plays a big part into it. The exhaustion factor is huge, that whole shuffling. But I don't feel sorry for anyone. You serve at the pleasure of the president in your ass, you can certainly take a flyer on it. Let's be real. All right, we're kicking it to our final segment here this hour. We can count.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health?
Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Yes, indeed, it's time for another edition of We Can Count. I promise you we can count. Oh, I try so hard to be able to count, let me tell you. So I tell my nephew, that's why you have to be good at math these days. So let's go to our first piece of business when it comes to numbers. And here's the numbers. It's the numbers of 37... 2-0, 37 zip. We're talking about 37 eligible players to get into the Baseball Hall of Fame, and it's a big fat goose egg. Baseball writers balked at coming up with naming any new players to the prestigious Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. So none of the 37 that would need 75% of the vote got it. They didn't even come close. We're talking about steroids and the tainted baseball player era. And apparently the baseball writers decided we are not going to vote for these guys with a dark cloud hanging over them, whether they were cleared or not. Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, Roger Clemens. Think of the big games that Clemens has pitched in the Cy Young Awards. Think of Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire in the great home run chase. And speaking of home runs, he was the king of the swing, Barry Bonds. Think of the young Barry Bonds and the Pirates then going to San Francisco and how he ripped the cover off the baseball. And the writers say, no thank you. You have 14 years to be on the ballot, and I think that those three players that I mentioned are not going to get in to the Baseball Hall of Fame. So 37 eligible, and they don't get in. Wow. How about that? If you had said that back in the day, if you had said that about 15 years ago, people would have said you're crazy. The word you would have heard is, or the way it would have been described, is surefire Hall of Famer, first ballot, bum, just in. This is a kind of a shocking statistic, or maybe it's a sign of the times, I don't know. 1 in 5 high school girls binge drink. Yep. CDC is warning about that, saying millions of high school-aged girls are out there, and it's disastrous for long-term health effects. And a binge drinker, according to their report anyway, is somebody who is sucking down 4 or more drinks in one sitting. If it's binge drinking in men, you're talking about 5 or more. Other reports have focused on higher rates of binge drinking around males, but they decided to raise the awareness of binge drinking among women as a serious problem. And the estimates are 23,000 deaths are attributed to excessive alcohol use among women and girls. Binge drinking was responsible for more than half of those deaths. You know, I had a friend that I worked with who worked in television when I first got out of school and I was working in television. She was just, everybody loved her. She was a producer, and she got ill, and she wasn't even 30 years old, and she was doing a producer in Seattle. She had made it to Seattle and seemingly happy, but died, and it was a liver failure thing. And come to find out that she would fall into this category of binge drinking, and it was shocking. And I bet a lot of those statistics that I just threw out there that they're talking about, people have no idea. Parents probably don't have any idea when we're talking about young girls, but I think that when we're talking about women, and we're saying 1 in 8 women binge drink, there's probably people around those women who have no idea that that's happening. You know, if this is a thing that's happening 3, 4, or 5 days a week, whew, that is doing some serious damage on your body. All right, not time for a lecture. We're talking about numbers here for We Can Count. So let's talk about another one. Dozens of people, I mean dozens and dozens of people, were injured in a ferry accident in New York. This is the way this happened. The ferry takes people from New Jersey, dumps them off in Manhattan, and it's called the Sea Streak. It hit the dock, pulling into what is known as Pier 11. It's a big tourist place, South Street Seaport, just before 9 o'clock in the morning. There's a large gash on the starboard side of the bow. 81 people plus had injuries. 10 were serious. 1's critical. There are at least 3 people still in the hospital. The police in New York say the most serious person has a head injury, and no one else had life-threatening injuries. But you had people that were on the boat, that were ready to get off the boat. Bad timing for this. You're going to be there soon as you get closer to Manhattan, so you start to gather up your stuff, and that's what happened. Cause of the crash unknown yet, and they're looking into that, the Coast Guard's inspecting it and all that kind of stuff. And it took a little while, but they reopened the pier and whatnot after noon. Remember, this happened just before 9 o'clock in the morning, and that's got to be pretty tough for the people that thought it was just going to be a typical day. You know, that's the thing. When something like that happens, you just have to, what are you going to do? You just got to roll with it. And if you're one of the people that wasn't seriously hurt, you have to feel pretty fortunate. But if you're one of the other people and you were hustling your stuff up, and you know, then it's just bad timing, because I can see how you're on a boat, and many of you have been on a boat, you know the expression about sea legs. I can see how somebody wouldn't have their sea legs, and the boat goes in one direction, you go on another, and what are you going to do? This is a crazy sad thing. 12 killer whales trapped under the ice. You know, I've often wondered that. What happens when the sea creatures are under there, especially the big ones, and they can't find the pocket, they can't crack through, and there's a community in the far north of Quebec that's calling desperately for help because they want to free about a dozen killer whales. It's a huge stretch of sea ice, and they've gathered around a single hole in the ice. It's just bigger than a pickup truck because they're trying to get oxygen, and they're looking for an icebreaker to crack open the ice and help them find the open water. They have people that are assessing what's going on there, but boy, it seems like they're moving like molasses. I actually saw some of the video of the killer whales surfacing in that opening, and they're just thrusting themselves upwards and trying to get whatever they can. The trapped orcas looked pretty distressed, and this area, they're not equipped to help them. You know, they're not equipped to help them out. So they're looking for, it sounds like a movie recently that some of you might have seen. It sounds like they're looking for somebody to come in and help them out as fast as they can to try to crack open that ice and give them the breathing room. Otherwise, they're going to have a lot of dead whales up there. All right, here's our last one. How about this from Puerto Rico? The U.S. authorities have seized 11 gold bars from Curaçao, site of a gold heist in December. A spokesperson says for the border protection, the Customs and Border Protection, says the gold at the airport weighs, ready for this, more than 76 pounds. It's got a value of $1.7 million. $1.7 million. That's nice, huh? And the gold had been shipped from the Dutch Caribbean island of Curaçao. On November 30th, gunmen there stole the bars worth, 70 bars, worth $11.5 million from a fishing boat that had been used to transport it. Can you imagine? Ugh! $11.5 million and the stuff they found, $1.7 million. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. Thanks to the glue, Matt Johnson, for all of his help.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.